Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing better than cheap instrumentals over exceedingly mediocre vocals. Welcome on a Monday. The 16th of December, same as it ever was. It is a show I've done a million times. It's a season I've lived basically every year of my adult life. And in talking to the guys, it's like you focus on everything but the actual football. I mean, an example, and it was one of the funniest, and I'm not saying it's off base. I'm not criticizing the man who wrote it. It is one of the most enjoyable, funny, unintentionally funny columns I've ever read in my life was the Jeff Seidel piece regarding the conversation between Patricia, Sheila, and Martha. 20 minutes pregame on the field, you know, reading body language, reading finger gestures. You know, God, I wonder what they're thinking and saying. And you sit back and you go, is this what we've been reduced to? Think about how sad this is. We are reduced to watching a thousand-year-old woman and her billionaire daughter, who's probably already running the team, have a conversation with what should be a dead man walking. And we're talking, ooh, you know, there was a kiss on the cheek and, you know, he pinched his fingers together, you know, seemingly saying we're this close. And here's what I will tell you. And again, I thought it was an enjoyable read by Seidel. It's just sad that that's where we're at. I want to be wrong, not claiming I'm right. Just telling you how I feel. If Martha and Sheila, and I know Karsh was offended by the way I said this, but this is me. You know, when Martha and Sheila, when you tell me that 2 weeks from now they're going to put a bullet in his brain, I don't think you're having 20-minute talks on the field and a kiss on the cheek goodbye. I just don't. Not unless Martha and Sheila are like mafioso cold, stone cold killers. I mean, if someone was going to get fired in 2 weeks, I'm not sure that's how the conversation ends. Maybe a firm handshake. Maybe it's just a very short, terse conversation. I don't know how you're going to fire this guy in 2 weeks, when you're having 20-minute pleasantries on the field pregame. I don't buy it. Here's where I'm at. Hope I'm wrong. It's seemingly already been decided. They're both coming back. I mean, how else do you read that pregame conversation? Think about it. For anyone who's in management who listens to this show, you've had to fire somebody at some point. Unless you work here, nobody gets fired. I'm not saying what you just said to me. That's very rude. Sully, I'll tell you, he gets nasty from time to time. Remarkable.
Especially when we're talking about the Lions.
The point I'm making is, when you got to fire somebody, I don't think you're going to make it nicey-nicey in the days or weeks leading up to said firing. Doesn't mean you mistreat anybody. But it just means there's you probably have an idea if you're getting fired. You probably know it. Mediocre employees, you know, people whose jobs might be a casualty of budget cuts or a casualty of technology, they have an idea they're in trouble. Matt Patricia has an idea he's in trouble, unless he isn't. And then you're having a 20-minute kumbaya special on the field with Martha and Sheila. And if you want to read Seidel's piece, go for it. It's entertaining. Seidel accomplished his job. It's entertaining. But the Bob Quinn situation, the Patricia situation, I just really am questioning right now whether it's already been decided, as I've said to you for weeks, that if you were going to fire them, you've decided it. Or if you were keeping them, you've decided it. There was nothing in the last four games that would sway you. I mean, what? Patricia's awful defense went out and was awful yesterday. Like, I mean, it's no more reason to fire him or less. I believe they're both coming back. So what exactly do you make of that? It's fascinating that this is where we've gotten to. Martha, the wartime consigliere, the right-hand woman, the person who's going to be the owner of this team is Sheila Ford Hamp, along with her husband. That, I think that's clear to anyone who knows anything. And Sheila may already be running the team. Sheila may already have that voice, that say. Bottom line is, Matt Patricia gregariously talking and, let's face it, kissing up to the people who hold the keys to his professional future. We're doling out kisses on the cheek goodbye. You think they're going to professionally murder him in 2 weeks? I don't. But man, I would take sick pleasure in it if they did. Could you imagine what kind of stone cold killer you got to be? Oh, Matt, happy holidays to you and your little kiss on the cheek. All right, you, good luck out there. 2 weeks later, cutscene, Patricia getting thrown in front of a bus. Like, you have to be a killer. I mean, the right way to do it is, hey, you know, hey, coach, good luck today. Handshake and you keep walking. A 20-minute convo, it tells me he's back. A kiss on the cheek tells me he's back. Kyle Meinke, his piece, I think Kyle's onto it. They're both coming back. And what Doug said to me in crosstalk, and I have no way of knowing whether Doug's right or wrong. I'm not criticizing Doug's opinion. I am only saying what Doug is saying that he feels could happen would be amongst the dumbest things in history. Getting rid of Patricia, but Quinn gets to stay? What? What? He hired his friend. He fired a coach who was winning. He wouldn't pay the professional price. He put this roster out there. He would then get to choose the next coach. Oh, boy. That's bad even for the Lions. I want to start there. The anatomy of a conversation, the body language, the meeting, the greeting, 20 minutes of Patricia, Martha, and Sheila. Everybody's reading into it. I believe everyone's coming back because you don't have that convo with a dead man. You don't. It's not 20 minutes. It's not remotely friendly. It's not kissy-kissy on the cheeky-cheeky. It's not. It's a handshake, good luck, nice to see you. And maybe you mutter Merry Christmas under your breath. That's it. If you're firing him. 248-539-9797. That's where I want to start. There's not even a reason to mention the actual game itself. There's nothing to talk about. I mean, Jameis Winston had 300 yards in the first half. Like, what? Come on. What are we doing here? But that, look, ticket text 97136, yada, yada, yada. I want to talk to you. Like I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't give a damn about ticket text. I want to talk to you. David wants to talk to you. Thanks a lot for your Steelers last night. That was great. That was great, David. Thank you for that recommendation. That pick is David's fault. It's your fault. Just saying. 248-539-9797. Let's start the business right there. 97.1. Oh, yeah. We're talking body language. That's right. That's what we've been reduced to. And credit Jeff Seidel. I thought the piece was highly entertaining. Martha, Sheila, Matty P, a 20-minute session on the field. Kumbaya. We got kisses on the cheek. We're reading body language. What does it all mean? I've told you what I think it means. I think Matt and Bob know they're coming back. I think that's how Patricia brazenly continues to speak the way he speaks or have a defense look the way it looks. I think they both know they're coming back. That's why you've seen so many damn guys hit the IR. I think Kyle Meinke mentioning the tanking word, I think there's something to it. I think they know they're coming back. I think they've told management, oh, the injuries, oh, Stafford, it'll all be all right. And I think the Fords are dumb enough to buy it. I think Martha and Sheila, being, you know, again, NFL clueless individuals. I don't care about Sheila attending games since she was five at Briggs Stadium. All right, please. Please, here's what I think of that. Here, cue the music and tell me a story. Like, that makes you adept at running a team. Hell, I've been watching the Giants since I was five. You want me to run them? Stop it. Just cut it out. I can already see that narrative the day Sheila takes over the team when Martha dies. An avid fan. She's attended games since five. Her life's dream as a little girl was to run this team someday. I can already see it emanating out of Rotunda Drive. But what does that conversation and the body language and the gestures, what does it make you believe? Makes me believe Bob Quinn and Patricia are coming back. And my question to you will be, if Patricia and Quinn Trisha, are back next year, what is your reaction to it? Where does that leave you as a fan, where we've already established that there's just a high degree of apathy? I think it will only add to it. I think more people will jump ship. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Mike. What do you need?
I think it's clear, too, that Martha Ford and ownership, they do not want to go through another coaching hire. They don't want to go through another change right now. So they're just going to buy in, sure, and say, okay, we're going to give you guys another year. We like you. How many people have to come out and say it, whether it is someone like Kyle Meinke today, or whether it's Spielman, or whether it's Michael Lombardi or Dick Vermeil over the weekend? Everyone's coming out and saying, yeah, they're going to be back next year. Several people have said that. So I am to a point where, I mentioned this, I think, last week or the week before, I was holding out hope that, hey, if the Lions lose out, maybe that's the only chance that even by Lions standards, they would be a little egregious to bring them back and they would just be fired. But no, I'm to a point with two games left. I think it's inevitable.
With,
I think,
yesterday's on-field performance of Matt with the two Fords, I can only just say it. I think anyone in management would agree. You're going to ace somebody out. You're not going to be mean to them, but you're sure as hell not going to be doling out kisses on the cheek in a 20-minute conversation on the field. There's nothing to talk about. They meet in private. There's nothing to talk about. Now, if it's niceties and happy holiday, well, then again, it just makes me doubt that they're going to fire these guys, unless they are ghost-faced killers.
But then I'm reading a text like this, and tell me what you make of this one.
Say.
Call me a sicko, Mike, but I'm okay with Quinn Trisha back for one more season. The timing works. Stafford doesn't have trade value with a broken back. If he plays next year and continues where he left off, then he has trade value. But if next year is a failure, you can blow it all up.
Wait, let me just get this straight now, just so I understand. You think Sheila and Martha are playing three-dimensional chess? You think that a 94-year-old woman is going to say, hey, it's all right, bring him back, because if it doesn't work, then we'll blow it all up? She don't know if the sun's coming up tomorrow. Guys, I just think you're giving her too much credit. Sorry. Like, this isn't fantasy football. These are people that have no track record of the right move. This is a team that was desperate for a pass rusher who took a tight end amongst elite pass rushers at number 8 overall in the draft. Like, this is a team in a league where coverage linebackers are really, really important, who continues to draft guys who can't cover us all. What are we doing? How many examples do you need? How many examples? You know, and I bust his balls quite a bit, but I gave Pat Caputo credit yesterday on Game Day Uncensored, and I'll give it to him right now. I thought Pat, for the portion of his show I saw on Saturday, was some of the best he's ever sounded. Because he was fast. There was energy, and he dissected Bob Quinn's resume. It was surgical. It was a really good piece of radio. When you break down that, I don't understand how we're having this conversation. Because if the GM's gone, the coach is gone. You know, I don't want to play the game of give me one good reason they should come back. I don't want to waste time getting 100 bad phone calls. You know, Uncle Chris continues to talk about San Francisco, but San Francisco's not a real good comparison. That was a 2-14 team that they took over. That's why John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are probably given year three. It was a 4-12, 2-14 team. The Chip Kelly, Jim Tom Sula era. Probably why they got year three. They didn't have franchise quarterback. They didn't have anything. They started scratch, basically. So, yeah, bad comparison, Uncle Chris. So, I don't know, man. I think that on-field conversation, read it any way you want. I'm not ready to view it like Martha and Sheila are characters out of The Godfather keeping their enemies closer. And just buttering Patricia up to launch him out of a cannon in 2 weeks. I would be pleasantly thrilled. I would be effusive in my praise of Martha and Sheila if that's indeed what they do. But I tell you this, any employee that I was in a position to fire in 2 weeks, I'm not kissing them on the cheek and having a 20-minute convo on the field.
And someone just texted, I was 15 feet away from Patricia and Martha pregame, and they were cracking jokes, smiling, laughing, kissing. It sure looks like they'll be back.
Yeah.
Now,
it just looks like they're too gutless to come out because they can do it in season. So they'll wait. A little Friday at 5 o'clock presser. Everybody will have to run down there to get Quinn. And in a hushed tone, they'll talk about how they're back and what their plan is going to be. And they'll do it right during that holiday season.
But Mike, one thing you just mentioned a few minutes ago, which is true, you mentioned the track record of the Fords and how they've gone about hirings and firings over the years.
Here's their track record.
No, and that's well documented how loyal they've been. I get it. But part of me also thinks, though, Mike, with the situation with the Lions right now, even all jokes aside about SOL, even by Lions standards, this is a little ridiculous. Because I think the easy thing for people to say is, oh, well, you know, it's just typical Lions. It's the Fords just being overly loyal. Which, okay, I understand you saying that.
How about Stafford?
Is even too much as opposed to just being able to get away with that.
The most on-brand thing of all is Stafford doing the coin tosses. I mean, he's basically a mascot at this point. Can they just IR this dude? No, can we be done with this?
They'll bring him back for Green Bay. Packers will have nothing to play for.
Yeah, it'll be like Eli's game ball yesterday. I want to give number 9 the ball. I think they're back. I think Quinn and Patricia are absolutely back. So what does that mean for you? For me? Oh, I mean, I would take the same approach I've taken with the Giants. I just wouldn't pay attention to them. I'd just be fully out. And that sucks to say. The more engaged you are, the better for my business it is. But we have to be realistic here, all right? I don't work for FSD. I'm not going to spit shine a turd. It's just simple. If this were my team and they brought back these two, I'm good. I'm out. I'll red zone it up on Sundays. I mean, it's been years since I've bought Sunday ticket and watched the Giants. It's been years since I paid attention to the Giants on a consistent basis. Why? I don't believe in the product. I don't believe in the management. I don't believe in Dave Gettleman. I don't believe in Pat Shurmur. I didn't believe in Ben McAdoo. It's the same thing here. I don't believe in Bob Quinn. That's really where it begins and ends. If I don't believe in Quinn, then the whole thing's dead anyways. You could have the best coach on earth. If you're not getting them good players, you're not going to win. But that conversation on the field, the column by Seidel, I think it tells you what you need to know. Unless Martha and Sheila are actually villainous characters.
Oh, that'd be great.
Who set up Patricia with a kiss on the cheek, yeah, and then they hit him with a blow dart right in the spine or something absurd.
Someone just texted in, hey, remember, Martha Ford was the one who said, I love Jim Caldwell, and then proceeded to fire him at the end of the season. So I think some people are still holding out hope that maybe she'll make a change, but
okay,
it's certainly looking more and more like they're coming back.
Which leaves you where as a fan? That's the real question. 248-539-9797. We get to your phone calls next on a Monday, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.